Hey, everybody, this episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself, expressvpn.com/Charlie. Hey, everybody, happy Monday. As always, we are able to answer your questions here on the Charlie Kirk Show. Rumble is resurgent. The tech companies are on defense. What are we supposed to do when we are not able to have any sort of shared value system with the people we talk to? We take questions from people in college, and we also talk about American history and more. Email us your questions, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. I love hearing from you. If you want to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. And if you want to get involved with Turning Point USA, go to tpusa.com, tpusa.com, where we play offense with a sense of urgency to win America's culture war, tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Did you know that 80% of grass-fed beef sold in the United States is imported from overseas? It's unbelievable. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. I love America. I know you do too. When you buy your steak and chicken from Good Ranchers, not only are you getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled the United States and met with actual farmers that raise the livestock to ensure the product that they are sending your table is the very best. All the product is individually wrapped, which eliminates waste. GoodRanchers.com safely delivers American craft beef better than organic chicken right to your door. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. Check out the Family Fest Bundle. If you subscribe, you will save 20% with each purchase. Subscribing brings the cost per meal down to just $2.38 per meal. That includes steaks, chickens, and more. And I can tell you, I've used Good Ranchers. They know what they are doing. You want to check this out. Stop trying to play the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from. America. Support American farmers. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie right now. Take care of all of your needs. In fact, I got this box. I'm kidding you not. It was a box of meat. I unpacked it. It was epic. It was melodramatic. And quite honestly, it was delicious. 100% American beef and chicken. Steaks are always USDA choice and prime. Chicken is 100% all natural, no antibiotics ever, no hormones ever added, better than organic, individually wrapped, vacuum sealed, and ready to grill. And don't forget, you always get free express shipping. Safe and convenient way to shop. Don't be like the vegans. At least have a little bit of meat in your life. Go to goodranchers.com/Charlie. That's a Ranchers the Nest. If you like meat, it's goodranchers.com/Charlie. They will send you a box that will blow you away. Burgers, patties, steak, chicken, you name it. It is summer. It's time to get grilling. GoodRanchers.com/Charlie. Okay. Kyle has a question. Charlie, do you think the top 100 corporations know that the public is going to turn on them? And why are they accelerating the transition towards fascism, government and corporations becoming one? So this is a really important question. Thank you for that question. Is that what really is the motive driving these mega corporations acting like Democrat super PACs? Why are they doing this? Well, it's in their immediate and easy interest. Let me say that again. Immediate and easy interest to run for the hills and to satisfy and placate the arsonists and the activists. It's in their immediate and easy interest to turn their back on conservatives because they know conservatives are decent and that conservatives are not going to act all at once in uniform fashion. We don't do boycotts very well. So these corporations, they're taking you for granted. Now, there's not a lot of choices when it comes to airlines yet. There's not a lot of choices when it comes to social media companies yet. But for example, yesterday, I am proud to announce for anyone that can hear me saying this, that we had more live stream viewers on Rumble than YouTube for the first time ever. That's a big deal. So if YouTube is going to continue to declare war on conservatives and declare war on the Charlie Kirk Show, we're going to find alternatives. Rumble, RUMBLE.com. By the way, every time I mention Rumble, YouTube just suppresses everything because the pajama boy people that are sitting around with far too much power, never having to leave their home with some login to the back end of YouTube, they get very upset when a competitor might emerge. But I've actually become an optimist, and here's why. I get pitched on awful ideas on how to disrupt the tech space every single day. And that actually gives me hope. Why would you say, Charlie, what is that? Because one of them is actually going to work. That's why. When a lot of energy and a lot of people try to do something, the American spirit of problem solving and entrepreneurship shows me that something good is going to happen. And the same can be said. I mean, I'm getting pitched on all sorts of different things. People are saying, Charlie, I want to start an airline. You know what? I say, I love the idea. They said, yeah, you know, I only need $2.5 billion in bridge capital. I said, oh, really? What, are you going to also build a highway? Why don't you just purchase Hungary while you're at it with $2.5 billion? I actually don't think Hungary's for sale. You could probably go buy Corsica or some island off of Greece with $2.5 billion. But the point is that I'm seeing entrepreneurs start to pop up. And look, our leaders have forsaken us, and we've gone through this. Our leaders, and I have a hot, cold relationship with Mitch McConnell. It's very well known. I praise Mitch McConnell effusively when he deserves it. Well, like Amy Coney Barrett and Brett Kavanaugh. Good job, Mitch McConnell, blocking the January 6th commission. I also have a cold relationship when Senator McConnell decides to be a spokesperson for corporate America. He's cooling on that a little bit, though. I got to give him credit. I think Senator McConnell, in some ways, is a phenomenal tactician. In other ways, does not understand politics. I think he likes process more than politics. I think he's the best process guy we've ever seen in the Senate. But as far as pandering to open borders and the green card issue and the trade issue, it really drives me nuts. With that being said, our leaders have turned their back on us. But these corporations, they don't think there ever will be sizable challenges to their incumbency. They don't think that people are going to actually rise up and push back against them. Now, why? Well, that is pride and hubris, of course, that anyone that runs a corporation thinks they're largely untouchable. But you look at some companies that have come onto the landscape in just the last couple of years. Unfortunately, many of them have gone woke. There is still space for that type of disruption. It's not going to be easy, but it's also going to take you. So what do these corporations want? Well, they're led by risk-averse board of directors and CEOs that quite honestly look at America as a colony, not as a country. Let's make as much money as we possibly can, as quickly as we can. And if we need to go move to Wuhan, if we need to go move to New Delhi, if we need to go move to Indonesia, if we need to go move to Madagascar, then we're going to go do that. It's not as if they're trying to preserve or build something. And the best company that I think describes this is General Electric. General Electric used to be the ultimate American company. General Electric used to be the place that anyone that studied engineering in America, they thought that General Electric would be the top of their career. Now, I know a lot of people that still work for General Electric. I guarantee you someone watching this or listening to this works for General Electric. I'm not insulting you, but General Electric is not what it used to be. So it's actually a really interesting case study of the colonization of America. So General Electric used to be the blue chip stock. It used to be the stock that, you know, year after year, General Electric is going to deliver results. It was read by what has been, it used to be led by a man that I think passed away, actually, that was called the greatest CEO ever, Jack Welch. Jack Welch was a manager. He was a people's person. I think Jack Welch started as an entry-level employee and worked his way all the way up the corporate ladder. General Electric used to build massive, exciting, ambitious, American-made products. But then they got a different CEO. They got a CEO by the name of Jeffrey Immelt. Jeffrey Immelt is your, if you just want to have a contrast of what has happened to corporate America and you want to explain it to your families and your friends, or you just want to make sense, just look at the life, the language, the quotations, and the dedication of Jack Welch versus Jeffrey Immelt. Jeffrey Immelt If I am not mistaken, and Connor can fact check this, Jeffrey Immelt either led or is heavily involved in the American Recovery Stimulus Package passed by Barack Obama back in 2008 and 2009. General Electric did not think of how they could ambitiously create new products when we went into a recession about 11 years ago. Instead, they said, how can I go to Washington, D.C. and get money? So General Electric is a great example of how corporate America has fallen from grace. But quite honestly, General Electric is not as valuable a company as it used to be. So what's the point? I actually think that there's going to be a price to pay. I think that these companies that act this way are going to get steamrolled eventually if we don't lose our country altogether. And I think there's again, I could be just foolishly optimistic here. I think that there's going to be a new generation of entrepreneurs that aren't going to put up with this. General Electric's market cap is $122 billion. They still not have recovered their high, which was 5 years ago. So they're trading at about $13 a share right now. In 2016, they were trading at $32 a share. And General Electric is, of course, headquartered in Boston. They have a huge operation in Ohio, and they're trying all sorts of other different things, but they are nowhere near the company that they used to be. And that's because they have decided to think of themselves as a temporary placeholder for profit maximization, not building sustainable, ambitious, and real products. So to answer your question, Kyle, what are these companies thinking? These CEOs are largely interested only in momentary pleasure and what makes them feel good, how to get a third yacht out of off the coast of Turks and Caicos, instead of saying, you know what, I want my company to have a duty to our employees and to the citizens, our shareholders, and to the general welfare of the nation. And actually, I think that works against the self-interest of the CEOs long term, because they will always be known as making dirty and sloppy money, not making something or a company that actually looks after the best interests of our home, but instead going after making up as much money as you can and getting the way out. Who cares if there's nothing to pass down to the next generation? Look, by now you've all heard me talk about MyPillow and how Mike has done it again by introducing his My Slippers. Mike Lindell, he's got a lot of ambition. He's a patriot. He loves his country. A lot of people like Mike Lindell. In fact, I get emails from people. They say, Charlie, how can I help you? How can I help Mike Lindell? How can I help the country? Well, if you go to MyPillow.com and buy anything with the promo code Kirk, it helps both of us. That's right. Maybe you want to go buy the MyPillow slippers. They're beautiful slippers. Maybe you want to buy the MyPillow. MyPillow slippers are so comfortable that you want to get some for the whole family. So go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code Kirk. You'll also get deep discounts on MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress toppers, and MyPillow towel sets. Or call 800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. This is a question that I get quite a lot. I don't know if we have time to dive into it properly, but we're going to try our best. Mackenzie. She says, my question is this. I have debates with people on the left all the time, and there are two things that stand out to me. One, they have no moral standards. Or secondly, if they do, they are adaptable and changing according to their own truth. So my question is, how do you debate somebody on an issue who is not a Christian? If you have no moral standard and you're living only solely, quote, for your own well-being, then it's almost impossible to change their mind on anything. Mackenzie. Mackenzie, you are very wise. And I hope to meet you one day. Maybe I have. This is a quick, very, very quick side note. I meet about 10,000 people a year, and I can't remember all of you, but I try my best. So maybe I've met you, Mackenzie. So this is a very interesting question, which is, how do I talk to somebody about what is true politically if I can't even have a conversation what is true metaphysically? And that really is a question that we need to dive deeper in, because I have submitted for a while that we are in the midst of a theological debate in this country. And I don't mean theological debate of how you interpret the scriptures. I sort of mean that. I mean this. It's very simple. Do you believe that there is a God and you are not him? It's very simple. Do you believe those two things? And so this idea of absolute truth always gets me chuckling. then I have an opportunity to speak to a materialist or a secularist. They say, well, I don't believe in absolute truth. And I say, well, do you believe that absolutely? How could you possibly make such an absolute truth about there being no such absolute truth? How do you know that a line is crooked if you don't have a straight line to compare it to? You see, at some point, there is a fundamental agreement on something universal. And sometimes you have to get down to something that might surprise them. So I like to use beauty as a way to try and disarm the secularist or the non-objectivist to agree that there are some things that are better than others. We know this to be true. Anyone at its most basic view knows that there is a hierarchy of the good, a hierarchy of beauty. Then why wouldn't there be hierarchy of morals and truth? So for example, I use this example quite often. When you go to Yosemite National Park this summer, there will be a long line going into Yosemite. But there will not be a long line going into the middle of the desert right outside of Phoenix, Arizona. Why? Where it's just all kind of barren and just kind of looks like kitty litter and it's 110 degrees. Why is it that people naturally want to go to Yosemite, but they don't want to just go into the middle of the desert? Well, the answer is beauty. Yosemite National Park might be the greatest example of just being struck by God's beauty. When you drive in there, you see El Capitan with its nearly, I think it's 1,900 feet of granite straight up. But no matter your religious belief or your spiritual belief, when you drive into Yosemite National Park, it just pops. Now, is that just the opinion of everyone driving into Yosemite? Or is there something that speaks to the soul, the spirit, and the objective truth that there's something special there? The same could be said for the Grand Canyon or a sunset on Santa Monica Pier. Or the same could be said for a child or a puppy. Why do people love puppies and babies? They can't quite explain it. They can't put into words. What I'm getting at here is that at the very fundamental point, everyone can agree on certain truths. They can agree, unless they're completely demented, of which there are plenty of people that are demented running our country. But a general, normal person can agree in certain truths. That human life is worthy and necessary of protection. That human beings should be given the capacity to flourish. And then you should get down to the most basic and fundamental and elemental. Where do you get that opinion from? Where do you get that belief from? And if you do not believe in God, right and wrong is merely an opinion. How did you choose which internet service provider to use? The sad thing is most of us have very little choice, because ISPs operate like monopolies in the regions they serve. Then they use this monopoly power to take advantage of customers. Data caps, streaming throttles, the list goes on. But worst of all, many ISPs log your internet activity and sell that data onto other big tech companies or advertisers. To prevent ISPs from seeing my internet activity, I protect all my devices with ExpressVPN. So what is ExpressVPN? It's a simple app for your computer or smartphone that encrypts all your network data and tunnels it through a secure VPN server so that your ISP cannot see your identity. That's the reason I recommend ExpressVPN as the best way to hide your online activity from your ISP. Just download the app, tap one button and your device, and you're protected. And ExpressVPN does all this without slowing down your connection. That's why it's rated the number one VPN service by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your personal data to ISPs and other tech giants who mine your activity and sell off your information. Protect yourself with the VPN I trust to keep me private online. Visit expressvpn.com/Charlie. That's ExpressVPN.com/Charlie to get 3 extra months free. Go to expressvpn.com/Charlie right now to learn more. Okay, let's go right now to another question we have here. Let's see here. Don't have one. Okay, here's one. From Lake Villa, Illinois. I love Lake Villa, Illinois. Hey, Charlie, my name is Christian, and I'm from Lake Villa, Illinois. Love your show. Not sure if you got into this question, but I want your thoughts on it. What are your thoughts about the American Families Plan, and who is it really helping? Okay, so look, the stimulus program was one of the greatest schemes ever put on the American people. Look, what's really happening here is a massive inflation scheme. Inflation is here. It's not a question of whether or not it's coming or not. We already see it reflected in the price of lumber. We see it reflected in the price of sapphires, which is, I know, not something you guys might care about, but usually that's actually a really good indicator when precious metals go up. Gold is up. Silver is up. Bitcoin has cratered recently. It's an indictment of the dollar. And so about a $1.8 trillion stimulus plan. That's about right. So I'm against massive federal stimulus. I am. I think the best stimulus would have been reopening the American economy and allowing entrepreneurs to create. Who did the stimulus actually benefit? Did it benefit the small business owner? It might have allowed them to survive, but who is thriving right now? The stimulus was a massive income repatriation scheme of working class people to the wealthiest people in our country. It was effectively a handout to Amazon, Walmart, and the biggest countries. Where do you think people spent their stimulus checks? With the biggest corporations. Now, what they should have done, if Congress actually cared about Main Street America, you know what they should have done? They should have said, here's your stimulus check that you can only use at a business that employs 200 employees or less. Now, that would have been a stimulus. Saying that you can only use it for those that have 200 employees or less. Instead, this was a massive handout to the people that quite honestly hate our country. Whether it be Amazon, Google, and these massive corporations, Walmart included. Go look at the price of beef right now. Just go look at the cost of soybeans. Go look at all the agricultural indexes. They're all up. Things you can touch are more expensive than ever. And that's when you know inflation is coming. Now, why would the Democrats force the hand of inflation? Inflation is a tactic. Inflation is a strategy. And you might say, well, what strategy for what? Two things. Inflation allows you to have an excuse to bring in more immigrants to America. You see, when things start to cost a lot more and prices go up, you need some sort of remedy for that. Of course, you force the issue. We have crisis manufacturers in our country. And the remedy that they are going to propose is saying, you know what? The solution is let's have more people trading dollar bills. So we need to bring 5 million new people into our country. Who cares if they don't speak our language? They don't share our culture. We just need more people trading dollar bills, which will then diffuse the purchasing power of the entire economy, and therefore it'll be a hedge against inflation. So they're trying to force the conditions to massively expand immigration. Why? Because of the political benefit for Democrats. That's why. Secondly, the stimulus package, and this might be the thing that's impacting more small businesses across the country and mid-level businesses, paid people not to work. And this was a disaster. This never should have happened. This is why you're seeing help wanted signs all across the country. I was just recently in the Villages, Florida. I went into McAllister's Deli, which some of you guys might be familiar with. Actually, no, it might have been 2J's. It was 2J's Deli, and they had this big sign. Many of our employees are not showing up for work. They're being paid not to work. Please be patient with those that did show up. And the line was out the door, and we were not willing to wait 45 minutes just to go get a salad and a sandwich. And so when you incentivize inactivity, you're going to get more inactivity. Well, here's a question. Why would the leaders want inactivity? Well, the answer is that when people are not in the workforce, they're not finding the fulfillment or the satisfaction of earning a wage. They end up being largely unhappy and disconnected from the fruits of one's labor. Makes them perfect Democrat voters. But additionally, it forces the hand of the technological lobby and the mechanization of our economy. So if all of a sudden you can't get workers to show up, well, then why don't you just have some form of a self-checkout line at a grocery store? You don't need people working at McDonald's anymore. You can just have one of those ridiculous Palm Pilots you can order from. The Democrats are trying to force the hand that Silicon Valley has been trying to implement for quite some time to have a laborless workforce. Now, there are some advantages to this, but the disadvantages, in my opinion, far outweigh the advantages. If you're going to have that, let it happen somewhat naturally, but you cannot all of a sudden say we're going to displace 15 million workers from the workforce just for cheaper goods. It's not good for the well-being of families. It's not good for the confidence of the muscular class in our country. It quickly disrupts and breaks the back of the American economy. And so inflation is coming. It's coming for a reason. The reason is that they want more people into our country. They want to pander to the technological lobby. And also, finally, this. People say, well, Charlie, how are we going to pay down the national debt? We're not. There's only a couple ways that you can handle a debt or a deficit that what we have, which is $33 trillion. You can raise taxes. They're going to do that a little bit, but not a lot. You can raise interest rates. They have no interest in doing that. Or you can inflate your way out of debt. $33 trillion is not that much money if you add another $100 trillion to the money supply. You see this reflected in real estate values, in beef prices, in gold and silver. And we were warning very early on this program and on this podcast that inflation was coming. The laws of economics do not disappear just because you have a bunch of people running your country that think we're in the postmodern era. I am a critic of modern monetary theory. If you know what that is, we'll do a podcast on that sometime soon. Let's do this one right here. It's actually a really good question. Love your show, Charlie, from Coral Springs, Florida. I love that. Do you think masks were used to assist Antifa and BLM to riot without impunity? No arrest. And if everyone is wearing a mask, just saying. Well, I don't know about that in particular, but I think you bring up a deeper point that there was an agenda behind the masking of our country. They wanted to dehumanize interpersonal relationships. You see, when you are not able to communicate with your fellow neighbor or your fellow citizen, you're much more likely to then submit to the Leviathan, an autocrat, or the state. You see, Aristotle wrote about this at length. We have that quote somewhere, Connor, and we keep pulling it up. It's one of the greatest quotes. And he said that tyrants have a pattern of valuing the foreigner over the citizen, sound familiar, and wanting people to be unfamiliar with one another because it is through the face that we are able to communicate. Now, I think we all agree that Americans in this last year of this lockdown, we've gotten a little nastier to each other, got a little harsher. Well, maybe that's because we can't see people. When you just see the eyes, it's no different than being in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. You know, I've been a big critic against the hijab and the forced wearing of that for women in the Middle East. And yet we turn around and then we force mask our children when they are not at any sort of significant risk of getting or dying from the Chinese coronavirus. Aristotle said, quote, "It is also the habit of tyrants to prefer the company of aliens to that of citizens at the table. Citizens they feel are enemies, but aliens will offer no opposition." Also send the one of the masks and school closures. So, but the masks in particular, we know they had no epidemiological utility. According to Dr. Fauci, is that it is the pattern of the tyrant to want you not to recognize your neighbor. Think about it. When you don't trust the person next to you, when you don't trust your neighbor, when you don't trust your mayor, when you don't trust the person on TV, then you are much more likely to submit and easier to be controlled. Great question from Rumble. Thank you guys so much. It's Politics Book 5, Chapter 11, Aristotle's Politics. They preserve themselves, tyrants do, by not letting there be any schools or other collegial gatherings for leisured pursuits. Tyrants do everything possible that will keep all people as unknown to one another as possible, since familiarity breeds a greater degree of mutual trust. That was written 3,000 years ago. That's about 2,500 years ago, actually. It's like 300 BC. So let's just say 2,300 years ago. And it's just as true now as it was then. Why? Because it takes wisdom, which is the knowledge of things that never change. Hello, Charlie. We live in Grand Rapids, Michigan. My daughter attends Calvin University and GR Baptist. The same daughter is from the Hubei province in China. We traveled there in 2004 to adopt her from Wuhan. Yes, it is right, not Wuhan. And we will listen to you, especially since the loss of Rush Limbaugh. Keep going. The country needs you. Thank you. It's not really a question, but God bless you. I'll send you a book. And thank you for that. In closing, everybody, we need to fight back. And we need to be optimistic and know that we can win. From the cultural blitzkrieg that we have been experiencing, we are now starting to see you start to make movements and act in a way that is decisive, that is public, and that is, quite honestly, giving hope to a lot of different people. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you'd like to support us, go to charliekirk.com/support. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. God bless.